Where were you from April to July 1994? That's where the show called Samedi Détente ends. Lights out, no applause, each spectator remains still. We're taking the time to answer the question, and clearly, that's not all. Rwandan-born Dorothée Munyaneza, the singer, composer, choreographer, writer, storyteller, artist, also says that's not all. It's not all dark memories for her, a child of 12 years old during the Rwandan genocide.
I chose Samedi Détente as a title because I wanted to begin with something that reminded me of good times with friends of mine or family members who are no longer alive, and I wanted to speak about them first, beginning from when they were still alive, and therefore when we're, you know, sharing these moments. It was a broadcast, a radio broadcast called Samedi Détente that we listen to every Saturday. The following Monday, we'd meet up with my friends at school and we'd start recreating what we had heard the weekend before that.
Munyaneza was fully aware of the violence and terror also. She communicates it not only in words or facial and body expression, but through the sound of sharpening knives or the stylized cry of the Interahamwe militia on the rampage announcing their imminent arrival. In Samedi Détente, Dorothée Munyaneza considers international reaction or inaction to the Rwandan genocide against the Tutsis, and which also saw the slaughter of Hutu sympathisers. The idea for Samedi Détente, she says, came during a workshop when she shared her country's recent history with fellow performers.
At that moment, one of the actors, Hlengiwe Madlala Lushaba, she's from South Africa, she rushed off to the bathroom crying, and I was so moved by her reaction and what she said afterwards. She said, when you over there in Rwanda, you were dying, we were rejoicing in South Africa because it was the beginning of multiracial elections, so there was something powerful to rejoice about also in South Africa. And so I began to ask myself, yeah, what were people doing when it was happening in Rwanda? And this question has ever since been my recurring theme.
French musician, composer Alain Mahé and Nadia Beugré, a dancer from Côte d'Ivoire, the two other pillars of Munyaneza's Samedi Détente, add layers of perspectives on the Rwandan genocide.
I was working with Nadia Beugré. I was always beginning with this question, where were you, where were you?
She, of course, is from Côte d'Ivoire.
Côte d'Ivoire, yes, Côte d'Ivoire. Whilst we were talking, I realised that we were both children at the time and we were playing at the same kind of games. Of course, she didn't go through a genocide like I did, but she also has powerful stories to tell. She answered the questions powerfully with her body, her choreography, her presence, and it was through her invitation that I wanted to converse with somebody else from Africa who wasn't from Rwanda, because already I was working with Alain Mahé, who's French, and he also had some things to say about France and other roles that were played by the Western world or the church. And I thought maybe it's nice to invite also an African artist to create a dialogue between those who were there, those who weren't there, those who knew and didn't react, and those who maybe weren't even aware. Nadia, for example, she learnt about it later on.
20 years later, Samedi Détente has been transformed into a multifaceted rendering of the tragic events in Rwanda. In about 100 days, some 800,000 people were killed in the wake of the assassination of President Juvenal Habyarimana. Dorothée Munyaneza, Nadia Beugré and Alain Mahé bring it closer to home. Until the 31st of January here in Paris and then on tour in France, Samedi Détente heads to Belgium in mid-April, where in Ghent it will be performed in English and at the Vienna Festival in Austria too. Thank you for joining us, and until next time here on RFI, from me, Roslyn Hyams, goodbye. Without you in my, isn't that the truth? You're my water in